Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Doubleheader action on a hot day from Cincinnati. Game one, Nick Martinez for the Reds, Colin Ray for the Brew Crew. But it was the Reds jumping out to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. Have no fear. You're going to hear this name a lot. Willie Adames at the plate.
No balls and a strike on Adames. Martinez brings home the pitch, and it's a high fly ball deep left field. Steer racing back at the track. It is gone. Willie Adames with his 25th of the season, and the Brewers have tied it at one.
Quick call there from Lane Grindle as the Brewers even it up, and he wouldn't be done on the day. However, though, in the bottom of the second inning, the Reds would respond with two more of their own, an Espinal solo homer, and then an RBI single from De La Cruz. So it's 3-1 now as we move along to the fourth inning. Brewers led off that frame with William Contreras.
Hope you're having a great Friday wherever you might be tuned in. The beginning of your Labor Day. Will Friedel back, track, wall. He won't get this, baby. It's in the seats. Opposite field home run, William Contreras.
Josh Maurer on the call as the Brewers then were within one run at the time. They weren't done in the frame. The next batter, Adames, he had a clean single. Then Mitchell, he ripped a double to right. Second and third and nobody out, but they wouldn't be able to score with the next two batters. It was up to Sal Frelick.
The one. Frelick lines it into right center field. That's in for a base hit, and the Brewers will take the lead. Scoring from third, Adames. Mitchell right behind him. No throw to the plate. It's a two-run single by Sal Frelick. What a pick-me-up that was, and the Brewers in front 4-3 in the fourth.
Well, that lead wouldn't last long either because Jonathan India would hit a game-tying solo homer to chase Colin Ray in the fifth inning, but that would be the last run the Reds would score today. They handed it over to the leverage bullpen for the Brewers. Brian Hudson, he got six outs, no problem. Yoel Piamps, he got all three outs he needed to get, leaving a man stranded at third. Jared Koenig got some help from his defense, but he had a three-up, three-down inning. But the Brewers' offense wasn't managing much better either. This game would go to extra innings. In the top of the 10th, a double play scored the only run for the Brewers with the place runner, and it was up to Devin Williams in the bottom of the 10th inning to keep a zero on the board. He struck out De La Cruz. Steer popped out, Friedel walked, and then Ty France, the last hitter.
Williams has a new ball in the sign. 3-2 pitch again. Swung on and flied shallow into right field. Sal Frelick is coming in and over towards the line, and fair territory makes the catch. Brewers win it. Devin Williams able to escape in the 10th. And an extra inning victory to start this busy weekend in Cincinnati.
What a win for the Crew. They take game one by a 5-4 final score. Oh, we're not done with the highlights. We got more, baby. Another whole game getting ready to go here. Another hour later, the Brewers are ready for game two. This was a little slower start. D.L. Hall against Rhett Lauder, his big league debut. We picked things up in the fourth inning. As you know, it always seems to be with two outs for the Crew.
One pitch, line drive towards third. It eats up Marte on a short hop. It kicks off his glove in a shallow left center field. Rounding third, Mitchell. De La Cruz backs it up, throws home. Garrett Mitchell slides in safely. Nelly De La Cruz backing up that play that went off the third baseman's glove. Jason Lane, the third base coach, an aggressive send for Mitchell. And he is ruled safe at home. The Brewers lead it 1-0.
Sal gets the RBI. Garrett with the great heads-up base running. Garrett decided to do it with his bat later in the sixth.
Carson Spires takes over on the mound. First pitch swinging for Garrett Mitchell. High drive, left center field, back, and to the track. It is gone. An opposite field home run for Garrett Mitchell. He's starting to heat up, folks. His fourth of the year, and the Brewers lead it 2-0.
Meanwhile, the Brewers getting great pitching from D.L. Hall. More from him in the moment. Looking for some insurance with a 2-0 lead. Hall still on the mound, heading for the bottom of the seventh. But first, Reese Hoskins came to the plate.
1-0 pitch. Drilled into left. Hoskins put a charge into it. Back to the fence. She goes. Goodbye. Two runs, screaming home run by Reese Hoskins to double the lead in the seventh inning. 4-0 Brewers.
D.L. Hall would go 7 shutout after that. And let's get some more insurance, shall we? How about a 10-run ninth highlighted by Willie Adames?
2-2 pitch. High fly ball left field. Racing back his steer at the track wall. Bye-bye baseball. An exclamation point in Cincinnati.
Willie Adames, his 11th three-run homer of the year. The Brewers would score 10 and win 14 to nothing. They're now tied for second in the National League for their record. Back tomorrow, 6:15, first pitch. We're on the air at 5 with Brewers warm-up. I'm out of time here tonight. My thanks to our producer, Matt Yazel. I'm Dominic Catronio. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep on swinging.